You know how you have retaliation behavior or behavior that creates some sort of catharsis for you post-breakup? Some people do some unique things to make it more awkward for the person who has perhaps scorned them or perhaps the person that they've just left behind. Whatever that may be, I don't think it's going to be worse than the story I'm about to tell you. Now, let's just say you're in a scenario, in a relationship where you are dating somebody who has a certain unique skill. And that skill becomes a part of the relationship because, you know, like, that person's always going to be there. Perhaps you are married to somebody or you were with somebody in IT and you knew that there was always someone to fix a problem on the phone or whatever, but it's just a perk of the relationship. But those perks will obviously remove themselves if the relationship breaks up. I want to enter into evidence, Exhibit A, Your Honor. Now, there was a couple who unfortunately broke up. Now, the thing is, this particular woman's ex-boyfriend is a qualified plumber. So this is the story. She says that they had a bit of a proper breakup. Some words were exchanged and then they had to do the whole packing up and separating things and you take this and you take that. It was such an exhausting day for her that she fell asleep on the bed while she, you know, was packing her clothes and that was all good and well. She woke up and then unfortunately the ex-boyfriend had removed all of his things and was gone. So she obviously wakes up and naturally as you pause, you need to go to the bathroom. So as a qualified plumber, this gentleman removed the entire toilet from their apartment and took that home.
No.
Yeah. I don't think there's a story that could even match taking a toilet in the breakup. Like an entire toilet. He removed it expertly. Obviously, he's a qualified plumber. And that's exactly what you did. I'm sure that people who have broken up with IT people, sure, they'll probably never get their Wi-Fi back up again. So I just thought that maybe we could challenge this a bit and see if there's anything that's to that extent. I mean, like, personally, back in the day, there was a certain person who unfortunately scorned me. What happened was this person told me that they're going to take a bit of a break. So what does a break denote in a relationship, Taryn? Like, let's pause for a second. Pause. We'll get back to it. That's why you say break. You don't say break up. You say we're taking a break.
Yes.
You don't say, you must say break up. Then it's an end point. Then I can have closure. But don't tell me that you're taking a break. So on a Friday, you take a break. I come, you know, on Monday, and I hear stories from your friends that you had interactions over that one weekend because you were taking a break with somebody else. Therefore, removing yourself from any responsibility from being in a relationship because guess what? You've taken a break, which means you kind of premeditated the fact that you wanted to do something on that particular weekend with that particular person.
True.
But I found out from your friends. So obviously I had to retaliate.
So what did you do?
I kissed her friends.
Oh, gosh!
Both
no!
of them.
No!
They weren't pecs, let me tell you that much.
Gosh.
They weren't those little, oh, how are you doing? No, no, no. They were retaliatory. Anyway.
She must have cried when she found out.
Oh, no, no, no. I think it was just very awkward, you know, where like one by one, her friends, oh, you never guess what happened today. What? Call. Sorry, this is okay.
Ah, my word.
I'm not like that. I'm not like that anymore. But I mean, I was hurt in that scenario, so I had to retaliate in my particular way. So a retaliatory response, it'll be very nice to hear. I mean, maybe you didn't steal a toilet, but of course you did something. And don't be ashamed of it. We've all gone that path. We've all done what you needed to do to make ourselves feel a little better.
I just write songs.
But that's the thing about you. You got that, like, you got that Taylor Swift, the Adele release, man. You can do that.
Do you know what the worst thing was?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have time now?
Yeah, of course we do. Always for you.
I was dating this guy and he was not, how do you put your your words now about the, it wasn't, yeah, he wasn't the,
he wasn't good. A leopard, he was a cheetah.
And so, the worst thing, you know, one of the worst things I've found in my life is when you have to leave someone that you really love, that you don't want to leave. And the worst thing that person told me was that I'm running away. And I went and wrote a song, and the of the chorus goes, I'm not running away, I'm facing my fears, and this time I gotta learn to dry my own tears. I'm doing it all for me.
What?
Without you, baby, all for me. And
for
real, every time I sing that song, then I think about that moment of leaving when you love someone so much, but you need to just forbay.
What's the song called?
All For Me.
Is it All For Me?
Mm.
I want to find this song now.
Sorry, that was just a bit of a digression, but I wanted to share
the thing is, you have that outlet. You didn't have to go kiss two people. You could write a song.
I'm still going to write the song for you, Wasty.
What? It's for me?
Mm. I've been working on it.
Oh, wait, man. I know the song.
Yes.
This is not, sorry, it's not a terror. It's a Blackbird song. Oh, my word. That's, you see, you have that outlet. I don't think anybody, I mean, not many people have that outlet. Sometimes you have to do what you need to do. Some people's outlet is, happens to be a proper outlet of a home, a toilet. But as you can hear from the story, but whatever it is, I'd love to hear. Stay anonymous if you need to. I think it's also nice to just kind of look, express a little bit more. And maybe if there's something in the past, you just want to kind of leave it there. Best way to do is talk about it. 082-945-0940. And we're not running away. We are running with you. But not away, but to the particular story that we're looking for. So let's do this. Anonymous number one, welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I am ready to hear your story. In fact, I'm stirring. Where's my cup? Give me a second. I am stirring.
There's a spoon, Wasty.
Thank you very much. Just there we go. So I'm stirring. I'm ready. Let me take a sip. Hold on. Delicious. Now talk to me. What happened?
All right. So this was a couple of months after my then husband had told me that he wanted a divorce. He was complaining that I wasn't contributing enough towards the bond of the house. And so my level of pettiness was to make sure that he was aware that I had actually increased the bond contribution by R1. And I made sure he knew by sending him the proof of payment via SMS and via email, where I had changed the reference to increased bond.
Yo, that was petty, by the way. But it's like petty genius, to be fair. Petty
it
genius.
Was. It was. And like I said, it was, he had just told me that he wanted a divorce, but then complained that I wasn't contributing.
All based on contribution. And then he added a buck. But yeah, it means you paid one extra rand for your happiness, anonymous number one.
Exactly. And it was worth every cent.
There we go. That's what I love to hear. Anonymous number one, thank you so much for sharing. That's very special. And I know anonymous number two is there as well. Yo, when you call yourself anonymous, I get very excited. Here we go. My teacup is ready to go. Anonymous number two, how did you get your own back?
Hi, Carl. So my fiance at the time, he fell quite ill. And he needed to go to hospital.
Oh, no.
He was taken to hospital in an ambulance. Sadly.
What? I'm sorry.
And, while he was in hospital, I discovered that he had been serially cheating on me. I'm a healthcare worker, so this was during the time of COVID. Ooh. So I was going to work every day, and he was at home, not working. And, so while he was in hospital, one of his girls that he was cheating on me contacted me to say, she's officially his girlfriend now. So I was like, oh, okay. Meantime, his family had asked me to be there to sort of navigate the healthcare system at that time. So I was like, okay, cool. That's fine. So all of the messages that I found on his phone, I forwarded to the family group at that stage. And I then deleted and blocked them all. I packed all of his belongings up and I took it to his grandmother's house and dumped it on the lawn. And yes, I kept the Xbox and the cats, but everything else was in his
You're a hero. You kept the cats and the Xbox.
I kept the cats and the Xbox.
Oh, my spirit animal. But for the masterstroke of sending
to the group chat.
The group chat.
Yeah.
Who are you? You're like the evil villain, but you're not a villain, but it's just you're like an anti-hero. This is great. You're like Deadpool of relationships. Goodness.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm a very sweet person, but when I get to a line, don't cross that line, then there's no turning back. So when the girlfriend, if you want to call her that, sent me this long voice note, I was like, oh, is it? Okay. So forwarded her voice note along with all their screenshots and just was like, okay, I'm done, bye.
You know, you're giving people ideas now who are in similar situations. Goodness. Or provided, I feel like, you know what, there's a t-shirt here. Do whatever you need to do, but keep the Xbox and the cats.
And the cats.
Yes!
That's it.
Are you happy now, by the way? I need to know.
I am.
Are you happy? Okay.
I am.
I know these stories come with a certain consequence, but we have a good laugh about what has happened, but I want to make sure that you're okay. Okay.
And he recovered. He's fine. He just didn't get discharged from hospital home to me. He got discharged from hospital to his granny.
Of course. And yes. I'm sure he collected some of his personals from the lawn.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except the cats and the Xbox. Sure, anonymous number two, thank you so much. Anonymous number three, did you just hear that? Did you just hear
that? Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, anonymous.
I think we must be some form of sister, me and this woman.
That's, yeah, I know, I get you. This is actually a healing session, to be fair. Mm. I told you what I did when I was scorned. Taryn Lamb wrote a song. We can't always do that, but I feel like she should put up her services. If you need a breakup song, call Taryn Lamb today. Tell me what happened in detail, and I'll string together the most amazing song that we'll play all over the radio in the face of the person who hurt you. This message is brought to you by Lamb and Associates, making sure that your hurt turns into hits. Anyway, so you see, I just gave you a business idea. That's why you're shaking your head. Anonymous number three, let's talk. What did you do to get your own back?
Hi, guys. So after about a year and a half in a relationship, my guy started acting all 50 kind of shades of dodgy. I got hold of his live WhatsApp.
Ooh.
Just check the messages, you know, see what's coming in.
Yeah, and?
So I found the dodgy person and took all the screenshots from the conversations, etc. Kept my cool while gathering all the evidence. And so I actually did my homework, found her on Facebook, found out that she was married with two kids.
And?
And
Did you do it?
I did. I took it a step further. I actually found out where her husband works. I casually called him one Friday afternoon, asked him for his WhatsApp number because I want to send him something really important. And needless to say, I booked myself away for an off-grid weekend before I did this and sent him the wonderful surprise in his WhatsApp. So, yeah. Needless to say, I blocked all of them, took my wonderful weekend away.
So you just, all of the communique, you sent it to the...
Yeah.
To the
husband.
The husband and yeah. The others. Oh, my word. That's...
So, I don't know what happened, but needless to say, I am so happy I got rid of the bad rubbish.
I know what... You know what you actually did? I think this is just another little analogy here, but you removed the pin from the grenade and you just left it there and you went on a weekend away. And you're like,
exactly.
When it happens, like, it happens. Wow. But I need to ask this. It's an important disclaimer from my side when we share these stories of hurt. Are you good?
Oh, man. Never been better.
Okay, good. Okay that's yeah. All. Yeah, that's all I need to know. You better live the life. Sure. I'm just letting you know, whoever you interact with next better be very, very, very honorable. Otherwise,
I got a very good sixth instinct. So okay. Beware.
Yeah, no, you are. You can pick out a red flag anywhere.
PI.
Yeah, I can feel that from you. I do. But you look after yourself and stay as happy as you can. And remember, right? Can I tell you who the best date is? Who the love of your life should be? Right? I'll tell you where to find them as well. Come closer. In a mirror.
Love yourself.
Oh yeah, that's the person who gets you, who will be there for you all the time, and who you need to learn to love first, then think about the rest later. That's it.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for an awesome show as always.
No problem. Anonymous number three, make sure you send the show to anybody's office. Okay, so they know that there's things happening here too on the flash drive on KFM 94.5. Thank you for sharing. I know sometimes you about the deepest and darkest, but it's all for a good cause. You know, it's about these stories where things go crazy, toilets being removed and the like. But at the end, I think it's always good to know that you're happy.